Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to I Want to Be Real podcast. So today's podcast is entitled Now. It's entitled Now. You know, there is something peaceful and amazing about being in an atmosphere with God's presence. It's a place of peace. It's a place of hope, and it's a place of restoration, a place of safety, a place where you can be open and honest. It's a place where if there is parts of you that is broken, he's able to mend it back. It's a place where you can let your guards down. It's a place where you don't have to keep the walls up. It's a place where you can be authentically you. It's a place where God sees you for who you are. It's the one place you're not judged or condemned or even hurt. It's the one place you can gain knowledge and clarity and understanding. And I talk about now as being the title is because I'm looking at the world and the pressure that is happening all around us. And if there has never been a demand for the presence of God, it's here now. I remember growing up and I remember hearing preachers used to say, he's coming back and he's coming back and he's going to return soon. And there were different things that they would say that would cause you to ponder or ask the question, when? But then I also understand too, in the fact that I have grown a little bit more in knowledge and life and experiences, I understand that prophetically something has to take place before he even comes. And if you would look at the news and see what is happening in the news, the prophecy is being fulfilled right before us. And the reason that I call today's podcast now is because if there has ever been a need for his presence, if there has ever been a need for relationship, it is now. There's no way I could make it in this world without him. I don't understand the people that say that they are or that they do. I'm just talking about I cannot make it in this world without him. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed how free you are when you're in his presence? Have you ever noticed how the anxiety or the attacks or the frustrations or even sickness or illness or depression, suicidal thoughts, anything that is not like God, how it seems to cease when you're in his presence? And being in his presence, it gives you the opportunity to really, really allow him to saturate you in such a way that you can't even put it into words. It also makes me think about whenever Moses had the opportunity to ask God, can you please show me your glory? And God is saying to him, I want to show it to you, but you won't be able to live and function if I allow you to see my glory. So what I'll do is I'll pass by and I'll allow you to see a glimpse of who I am, because nobody has ever been able to be in my presence and live. Nobody has ever been able to successfully see all of me and sustain the glory in the flesh. It's impossible. And when I tell you that his presence is necessary, I am telling you that we are in need of it every single day. The scripture says that David says to God, I need you to create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. That's not just something that you say in hopes that he would do it. It's something that you say that it causes him to move at the sound of the voice of who he has created. And so when you know that you belong to him, that means that the life that you live comes under the subjection of who he is. And it causes you to shift and it causes you to change and it causes you to come into an alignment of who he is. This is why we need his presence, and this is why we need it now. And I was sitting and I was thinking of times I've encountered moments of just me and him. Like nothing existed properly without him. Nothing has power without him. You can have a switch and a light bulb, but without power, you can't see. And see, the tangible things of this world cannot compare to him. There have been moments where I have experienced him and I have sat there for hours, just in awe of who he is, just in awe of the tears that flowed from my face, not because I was sad, not because I was asking him for something, but just because he was there. The presence of God is needed. And it's needed now. I cannot imagine what all you have endured throughout this life that you're in, or even throughout this week. But I wanted to come on here and I just wanted to encourage you to somehow or another find your space so that you can meet God there. And I know that there can be a space anywhere, because I meet him in my car on my way to work. I meet him in the grocery store and while I'm shopping. Wherever I am, I have an encounter with him somehow or another. But I'm saying to you, if you find a space in your home to just allow you and him to dwell together, I promise you, if you go there have been times and moments where I've sat in that space and sat there and I'm like, I had no words. And all I could do was cry, but I felt his presence because that's the place he met me. There's a scripture. There are two scriptures that I'm going to give you and I'm going to let you go. Psalms 8:3-4. It says, when I look at your hives, at your heaves, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? See, there's a place we can go in God that would literally change everything there is about our life that is not like him. It's finding that place and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable before him. When I did the inspiration today and I talked about, and I entitled it Now, I talked about the same thing about how impossible it is to move and function without God. And living in this world full of chaos, I am reminded that it's very well possible to have peace even in the midst of chaos. But when you don't have a relationship with God, it's hard to process or to even obtain it. The scripture says in Ephesians 6:12 brings clarity to what I mean when I talk about now. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And what I mean when I added this scripture is that a lot of times the reason that I say that we are in need or in dire need of God now is because sometimes the chaos and the noise can be so loud and it can cause you to miss the very peace that he's trying to give you. So could it be that he's wanting to give us peace, but we're so focused on the noise? Could it be that he's wanting to give us peace, but we're so focused on the chaos? Could it be that he's wanting to give us peace, but we're so focused on the sickness and what the doctors have said and what has been presented before us? The goal is to get what they say and present to God so that he can do what he does best. The time is now. And the more I think about this life, the more I understand that this is a journey that I am passing through. And I cannot allow what I see to cause me to miss where I'm going. We need him now. We need him like never before. And I knew that I wasn't going to be on the podcast long today because I want to make sure that I preserve one the time. But man, I just need him. I am working on some things to come into play. And I'm excited about it. it's stretching me. It's taking me out of my comfort zone. And my goal is to always obey God. And when God begins to pull you out of your safe place or your comfort zone, sometimes you don't know what that looks like. But if you trust him to be God, then you trust his leading. And if you trust him to be God, then that means that you trust to follow him wherever he chooses to take you. So now, the time is now. Seek God, find a place where you can dwell with him. Riding in your car with him is good, but it's not enough. I say that one more time. Riding in our car with him is good, but it's not enough. There's two parts of us, I like to say. And people can call it wrong or whatever, but let me explain to you what I say. There's a spiritual part of me, and then there's this flesh. And sometimes they coincide with each other, and sometimes they're fighting. The flesh don't want to do certain things, don't want to fast, don't want to do, you know. But the spiritual part of you wants more of God, because that's where, that's the dwelling. That's where he's from. And so it's kind of hard. But when you get it under subjection to the will of God, everything flows and everything coincides and everything go in the perfection in which God created it. So my goal this week for the podcast is to encourage you, to bring God's presence into your space, whether it's in your car or at work. But you can never get enough of who God is, because we cannot assume him all in once. So that's why he gives us little bits and pieces of experiences. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm grateful that he chooses to even be with me, to hear me. And I'm grateful for his love. Yeah. It's time for you to get in relationship with him, a deeper relationship, and it's time that you do it now. Be blessed.